Like a cloud full of rain shouldn't hang in the sky. I shouldn't burn a bumblebee fly. If you feel so happy, then why do you cry? Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Like an ocean liner shouldn't float on the sea. A pearl and an oyster of a circus of fleas. Someone so perfect can't be falling for me. Oh, nothing but love makes sense. Nothing but love.
Voices, news, and information. It's all here. You found Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Nelson, Maiden Rock, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting pushback in his attempt at dividing up foreign aid into four separate bills. ABC's Rachel Scott's on Capitol Hill.
The Speaker has made it clear he plans to take that $95 billion package into four separate measures in the House, but that is now prompting calls for him to be ousted. Congressman Thomas Massie joining Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene. Johnson knows that he's faced with a razor-thin majority, so if just one more Republican joins that effort, he could be ousted as Speaker, plunging the House into chaos.
Seven members of the jury deciding on the criminal hush money case against Donald Trump have now been seated. The rest expected to be chosen tomorrow or Friday. Opening statements could begin as early as Monday. The UN is asking for nearly $3 billion in aid to provide food to nearly 3 million Palestinians. The head of the UN Humanitarian Office says 6 months into the war in Gaza, Palestinians are not only hungry, they're also facing sanitation, water, and health problems as well. This is ABC News. The first report from the Maui Wildfire Department is now out after that deadly series of fires last August.
Maui firefighters would have been helped by having more fire trucks and water tenders last August, according to a new report produced by the Western Fire Chiefs Association and unveiled on Maui. The report makes 17 recommendations, including creating a statewide mutual aid program. Maui Fire Chief Brad Ventura.
While I'm incredibly proud of our department's response, I believe we can always continue to improve our efforts.
It comes one day before Hawaii's Attorney General releases an investigation into the fire response. Alex Stone, ABC News.
An illegal fight over a movie trailer is finally over. Two men sued after renting the movie yesterday because they saw actress Ana de Armas in the trailer. They claimed false advertising since she was removed from the final cut of that movie. Now, a judge initially agreed with them, but the two men ended up owing the studio over $100,000 in legal fees. They've now settled. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top.
Mm.
And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
What's the room again?
1240, down at the end.
Ooh, what's that?
Sammy, don't touch that. That's someone's old food.
Here we are. Do you have the key?
You have both of ours.
Oh, right. Not working.
Rub it.
Come on.
Try flipping it over.
Seriously.
Why can't we go inside?
I'm tired.
Give me yours.
You have mine.
All right. What?
Please, if you
Dad,
could just...
Dad, why aren't you opening the door?
Can everyone just shut the...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Now this news update from Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Ted Aylin. Jesse Vang pleaded not guilty Tuesday to child neglect charges in the Elijah Vu case. Vang was the last person to see 3-year-old Elijah alive before he went missing February 20th. Vang's partner, Katrina Bauer, who's also Elijah's mother, is also due back in court later this month. The Wisconsin Supreme Court may take up an abortion rights case. Tuesday, the court ordered parties named in a petition from Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin to file responses within the next 10 days, which indicates the court may consider the petition to recognize a constitutional right to bodily autonomy, which would include abortion. In just 3 months into 2024, Milwaukee officials say overall crime in the city has decreased. Police Chief Jeffrey Norman said homicides have decreased 39% from this time in 2023, while the homicide clearance rate currently stands at around 80%. Ted Aylin, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Have you lost Wisconsin Badger Care Plus? At healthcare.gov, you can find a low-cost, quality health plan.
Do plans cover doctor visits?
What about emergency care?
And prescriptions?
All covered and more. Plus, with the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Did you and your family lose Wisconsin Badger Care Plus and need health coverage? Check this out. You may be eligible to enroll in a low-cost health plan at healthcare.gov. With the new law, 4 out of 5 customers can find a plan for $10 or less per month with financial help. Healthcare.gov offers quality plans that cover doctor visits, prescriptions, emergency care, and more. Healthcare.gov is here for you. Enroll today for coverage starting the first of next month. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
It's Customer Appreciation Day at Duran Napa this Friday from 9 to 3. There'll be a free lunch from 11 to 1, door prizes, and a Milwaukee Tools sidewalk sale. Reps will be on site to answer all your questions on Milwaukee Tools for your shop. Farmers, get your equipment ready for spring planting with specials on hydraulic hoses, oils, tools, toolboxes, and much more. Save up to 50% on Evercraft specialty tools during Customer Appreciation Day this Friday from 9 to 3 at Duran Napa, Madison Street, downtown Durand.
Hey, here's a question. After you wear your clothes, you toss them in the washing machine, right? Nobody wants to wear dirty clothes. So how come you don't throw your shoes in the washing machine when they get dirty? I mean, come on. Your shoes are touching the filthy ground all day long. Gross. Well, with Skechers, you can. Because most Skechers are machine washable. That's right. Skechers are specially made so you can toss them right in the washing machine and keep them clean and looking new. And when they look new, you can confidently wear them longer. That's less shoes you're going to want to throw away, which means less waste. And it'll save you tons of dough. I love that. Plus, machine washable Skechers are for the whole family, men, women, and kids. So when your kids get their shoes dirty, oh, and we know they will, just wash them. Brilliant. And even our latest technology, new hands-free Skechers slip-ins are washable. You just step right in and go without bending down or even touching your shoes. So give your Skechers the same treatment you give your clothes. Just toss them in the washing machine and keep them looking brand spanking new. Find machine washable Skechers at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear happens to be sold.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
A few sprinkles this morning, otherwise cloudy and windy today. We'll get to 57 for a high this afternoon. The wind northwest gusting to 35. Tonight, partly to mostly cloudy, some sprinkles after midnight, 43. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, sprinkles, 55. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 52.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
The preacher man's
says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden moon boys raised on shotguns. We say, came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beech nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. From North California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Night by night you called me.
couldn't see the heartaches just ahead. Woman, who sent you us a woman? Woman, and release my body and let me live again. Someone's true at home, I should be with her. She don't know I crave your ecstasy. But many hearts will break if I don't conquer this lustful spell you cast all over me. Woman, who sent you us a woman?
Ryan Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Hey, cutie.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRD and Brian Winnikins from the NAB convention going on this week in beautiful Las Vegas. And good morning. Coming up this hour on the Morning Farm Report, we still have a check of markets, also our newsmaker segment, and also our ag weather forecast. That's all on the way. Bill Baker's in next. He has today's Dairy Radio Now here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Got yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2024 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. Two winners will be selected from four geographical divisions with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
You have work to do. You need a tractor that helps get it done. TYM is a full range of tractors designed to meet that task. With the TYM easy-to-use controls and features, switching from one job to another is easy. And with a full range of models from 24 horsepower to 105 horsepower turbo, there's a TYM tractor that's just right for the job and for you. Work smart, but you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers. Synergy Co-op, State Road 25, Ridgeland.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for Feedworks USA. We're in Syracuse, New York, with the department chair of animal science, Dr. Tom Overton. Tom, glad to have you with us today.
Hey, John. Thanks as always.
You've got some exciting things happening. First is the Herd Health and Nutrition Conference.
Yeah, again, we look forward to this every year. We do this in collaboration with the Northeast Ag and Feed Alliance. And again, we have a great lineup of speakers as well as industry professionals attending the conference.
Yeah, it's a practical conference, isn't it? You really can go home and apply this information.
Yeah, it is, right? And we're going to range anywhere from calf nutrition today, calf management to dry cow management to things that relate to feeds and also to some of the things we think about on the environmental side.
Let's figuratively scoot down to campus a little bit. What's going on campus at Cornell?
So, well, a couple things in animal science anyway. One is we have operational four respiration chambers that allow us to measure greenhouse gas emissions from cattle as well as energy metabolism. It's the only installation of its kind in North America at this point. We also have two faculty searches ongoing kind of related to that, one for a rumen microbiologist, and another one for a global livestock person, again, you know, focused on, again, how can we, you know, do things that benefit the farm, benefit the farmer, but then also benefit the environment.
Having those chambers is really a plum for Cornell. It was a lot of work and collaborative effort for a lot of sponsors, right?
Yeah, again, collaborative effort, funding from private sector, funding from New York State, some other sources, college and department, and again, really complement some of the other research capacity that we have. So, I mean, the chambers are excellent in themselves, but, you know, having the ability to also do production scale studies at our research farm is really a key component of that as well.
And it really keeps Cornell first and foremost out there, and it really gives you something, or a recruiting tool for young people.
We certainly try, and you know, one of the things we've seen this year, we've got a very strong class of potential incoming first-year students. Probably our largest kind of dairy and ag-focused class we've had in a number of years, and again, so we're excited to kind of see that through.
You have a special recruiting tool for that called the Junior Dairy Leaders. Just give them a little bit of a plug because it's a fantastic opportunity for young people.
Yeah, John, I know you're a huge supporter of Junior Dairy Leader. You have been for a long time. That's been a tremendous recruiting tool for us. Again, really exposes young people to what the career opportunities are, you know, if they go, you know, to go into agriculture, to go into dairy, to go, you know, to go to college and further education and things like that, and the opportunities that maybe hold them when they're done.
What else is happening on campus? Talk about the Dairy Club a little bit, where they're going, where they've been.
Well, we have cow sale into this week, so they're back home, back on campus, prepping for that. And, you know, they just had Dairy Challenge. A bunch of them went out to California for Dairy Challenge. I think we had 17 students go out to Dairy Challenge in California. And so they just came back, so they're super busy.
And they did pretty well.
Yeah, the Cornell team won their farm, so that's always nice to see. And, you know, it's great to see the energy out there with the students.
And kudos goes to Dr. Mike Van Amden.
Weinberg, of course. He's really been a champion of the whole Dairy Challenge program.
Yeah, Mike certainly is there and you know, really involved. We also have a new senior lecturer in dairy named Quinn Kohler. Quinn also co-coached the teams out there for Cornell, so she was along with that as well. So she's becoming increasingly involved in our teaching program.
Dr. Tom Overton, Chair of the Department of Animal Science at Cornell University, thanks for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, John.
I'm John Clark, traveling the countryside for FeedWorks USA.
With Clarifly Larvicide, you get more than just a fly control product. You get more support, more expertise, and more control to prevent the emergence of nuisance flies from the manure of treated cattle by as much as 96%. It is perfectly blended in your mineral supplement to become a part of what you are already doing, feeding your cattle. Get control of flies with a comprehensive program built around Clarifly Larvicide and Starbar products. To learn more about Clarifly Larvicide, contact your local feed dealer or visit centralflycontrol.com.
USDA's latest World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimate incorporated data from last month's quarterly stocks report into the domestic balance sheets. What were the impacts? According to USDA Chief Economist Seth Meyer,
the market's already absorbed a lot of those things where we might say, on the balance sheet, we might make some changes to disappearance because of what we saw in grain stocks. So there aren't, in that regard, there are adjustments in the balance sheet, but they may not be surprises of adjustments in the balance sheet and not huge.
So regarding domestic balance sheets for major commodities,
we can see overall in all the crops adjustments in terms of continued pace, either from what we're seeing in stocks and disappearance.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
So you just used bug spray in your home. Now what? Well, between the waiting and waiting for things to dry up and keeping your family away from the mess, it hits you. You could have used Zevo. Unlike other bug sprays that stick around, Zevo goes from kill to clean in seconds. Plus, it's safe for use around people and pets when used as directed. Zevo, people friendly, bug deadly.
Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Every time I see a woman on a billboard sign, I think about you. Saying drink this beer and you'll be mine. I think about you when an actress on the movie screen plays Lolita in some old man's dream. It doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. When I see a pretty woman walking down the street, I think about you. Men look her up and down like she's some kind of tree. Oh, I think about you. She wouldn't dare talk to a stranger. Always has to be aware of the danger. Doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, say it's never gonna change. I think about you like it's some kind of joke, some kind of game.
girl, I think about you. When I see a woman on the news who didn't ask to be abandoned or abused, it doesn't matter who she is, I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold. When I look at this world, I think about you. And I can't help but see that every woman used to be somebody's little girl. I think about you. 8 years old, big blue eyes and a heart of gold.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins, reporting from the National Association of Broadcasters' annual convention with this market update on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange yesterday, double-digit gains in the milk markets. May up 43 to 1729, June up 36 to 1760, July up 32 to 1810, August up 20 to 1842. Meanwhile, in the cheese markets, barrels up 3 3/4 to 161, 40-pound blocks up 4 1/4 to 161, to 7 trade a barrel, 11 trade a block on the day. Cash butter up 2 to 249, 3 trades on the day. Grade A non-fed dry milk down 3/4 to 112 and 3/4, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey down, now up 2, 238, 2 trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets moving up mostly higher as the trade continues to move off of the lows from last Friday. Some strength in some of the cash markets, helping to support live and feeder cattle markets, along with weakness in grains. Hog markets continue to move mostly higher as the market looks to be developing a bottom due to strength in demand and some of the pork cutout values. April live cattle up $1.20 to $181.50. April feeder cattle up 80 cents to $240.35. May hogs up 40 cents to $94.72. Meanwhile, at the Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly lower as the trade is continued concerned about after the attack from Iran on Israel over the weekend and a potential Israeli response. Also, the market was watching the U.S. weather with rain and colder temperatures this week. Could slow the planting pace, but the rain is welcomed in the western corn belts. May corn down a half to 431, new crop down 2 to 467 1/4. May beans down 13 1/4 to 1145, and new crop down 8 3/4 to 1158 1/2. May wheat in Chicago down 2 to 549 3/4. Minneapolis wheat may down a half to 636 1/2. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Farmers, it's spring planting time and the last thing you need is downtime while waiting for parts for your equipment. Need custom hydraulic hoses and fittings? See Durand Napa. Need hard-to-find parts? See Durand Napa. Need bulk oil or hydraulic fluid? See Durand Napa. Durand Napa has filters with low prices every day and has specialty tools for your equipment too. Keep the equipment working during the planting season with Napa know-how from Durand Napa, Madison Street, Durand.
Efficiency is critical for your farming or dairy operation, so extending the life of your equipment, walls, flooring, and machinery by adding plastic liners installed by Osseo Plastics and Supply only makes sense. Plastic liners wear longer than steel and they clean up fast. The call to Osseo Plastics will save you valuable downtime and lower repair costs for years to come. Make the smart choice and call Osseo Plastics and Supply. Have them help you become more efficient with your money and time with plastic liners and resurfaced equipment and flooring from Osseo Plastics and Supply.
Grain bids from Alcivia Co-op Durand. Cash corn 379, May 382, June 388, new crop 412. Cash beans 1065, May 382, June at 388, and new crop at 412. Meanwhile, in the soybean markets, cash beans at 1065, May 1070, June 1075, new crop at 1074. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn 401, May 406, June 399 and 3/4, new crop 417 and a quarter. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 391, May at 395, June 413, new crop 417. Synergy Co-op at Elk Mound, cash corn at 381, May 384, new crop 412. Cash beans 1070, May at 1073, new crop at 1083. Big River Resources, Boyceville, cash corn at 386, new crop 412, cash beans 1069, new crop at 1073. Meanwhile, at Red Wing Grains, cash corn 416, May 416, June 417, new crop 417, cash beans at 1120, May at 1124, and June 1133, new crop 1103. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash corn at 384, May 384, June 412, cash beans 1073, May 1076, new crop 1083. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 187, Holstein fed cattle 144 to 170, market cows 84 to 134, bulls 119 to 149, calves 260 to 900, beef steers 176 to 377, Holstein steers 125 to 320. Sheep markets, market lambs 265 and down, light lambs 265 and down, ewes 120 and down, rams 100 and down, goat markets, does 125 and down, bucks 135. And down. At Zumbrota, finished beef steers 152 to 188.50, finished beef heifers 138 to 186, finished dairy steers 117 to 169, market cows 100 to 119, market bulls 117 to 151. That is a check of markets from the NAB convention. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
We all hear the radio ads about the IRS. They tell you to be afraid, to be scared, and they try to frighten you into calling. I'm not here to do that. Tax Relief Advocates is different. TRA is here to tell you that if you owe money to the IRS, whether it's $5,000, $50,000, or $500,000, we have a solution. It doesn't matter if you're sitting in your car, at work, or with your kids, no matter where you are, call now. 800-575-2706. Don't lose hope. TRA can eliminate or reduce what you owe to the IRS. There is zero risk to you. If we can't reduce your tax debt, then you pay nothing. Our passion is taxes and helping individuals fix their IRS problems. We have a 5-star rating on Google and an A+ with the Better Business Bureau. You don't need to be afraid of the IRS any longer. End your tax nightmare today by visiting us online at TRA.com or call 800-575-2706. That's 800-575-2706. Tax Relief Advocates. Real solutions for real people.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
Star Wars at least 8 times, had the Pac-Man pattern memorized, and I've seen the stuff they put inside Stretch Armstrong, yeah. Well, I was Roger Staubach in my backyard, had a shoebox full of baseball cards and a couple of Evel Knievel scars on my right arm. Well, I was a kid when Elvis died and my mama cried. It was 1970-something in the world that I grew up in. Farrah Fawcett hairdo days, bell bottoms and 8-track tapes. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. But I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1970-something. Was the dawning of a new decade. We got our first microwave. Dad broke down and finally shaved the most sideburns off. I took the stickers off of my Rubik's Cube. Watched MTV all afternoon. And my first love was Daisy Duke and them cut-off jeans. The space shuttle fell out of the sky and the whole world cried. In the world that I grew up in. skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. And oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something. I got a mortgage and an SUV, but all this responsibility makes me wish sometimes. It was 1980-something in the world that I grew up in. Skating rinks and black Trans Ams, big hair and parachute pants. And looking back now, I can see me. Oh man, did I look cheesy. I wouldn't trade those days for nothing. Oh, it was 1980-something, 1970-something. Oh, it was 19-something.
Picking up my heels, painting up this town. When you said goodbye, I learned a couple new dances, cast a couple of glances. I'm on a big roll now, except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Don't get me wrong, it wasn't always this easy getting over you. Got a little rough on me. It didn't take too long till I got it together. And every day I thank my lucky stars you set me free. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday I get a little sideways. Wednesday I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright. Except for Monday, which was never good anyway. Tuesday, I get a little sideways. Wednesday, I feel better just for spite. Thursday and Friday take too long before I know it. Saturday's gone, but it's Sunday now, and you can bet that I'm alright.
Listen locally, Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes when it just don't make no sense.
he gets off on country music, cause disco left him cold. And he's got young friends and a new wave, but he's just too friggin' old. And he dreams at night of Woodstock and the day John Lennon died. How the music made him happy and the silence made him cry. Yeah, he thinks of John sometimes, and he has to wonder why. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. He was sure back in the 60s that everyone was hip. Then they sent him off to Vietnam on his senior trip. And they forced him to become a man while he was still a boy. And behind each wave of tragedy, he waited for the joy. Now this world may change around him, but he just can't change no more. Cause he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. Well, he stays away a lot now from the parties and the clubs. And he's thinking while he's jogging around, sure is glad he quit the hard drugs. Cause him and his kind get more endangered every day, and pretty soon the species will just up and fade away. Like the smoke from that torpedo, just up and fade away. Yeah, he's an old hippie and he don't know what to do. Should he hang on to the old? Should he grab on to the new? He's an old hippie, this new life is just a bust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust. He ain't trying to change nobody, he's just trying real hard to adjust.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. I'm Brian Winnekins. The latest Consumer Price Index report covering March showed food price inflation at the grocery store coming to a halt. Gary Crawford has more.
The government's Consumer Price Index for March has been getting a lot of serious attention, serious press, because it showed an unexpectedly high rate of annual inflation, 3.5% in the general economy, and it recorded a fairly high one-month increase of 0.6%. However, experts say, unlike during the COVID pandemic when food prices were soaring, you cannot blame this new run of inflation on food. In fact,
food at home or grocery prices were actually flat in March.
No increase at all. This from Agriculture Department economist Megan Schweitzer, who told us,
overall, we continue to see inflation slow or stabilize across both of the major categories of food for groceries and restaurant products. And so while food prices are still increasing, particularly on the restaurant side, food is not one of the major contributors to inflation on an economy-wide scale in March.
Not at all.
Overall, what was really driving price increases across the economy in March this year were the categories of shelter and of energy, particularly gasoline.
Yes, gas prices rose by almost 6.5% last month. Now, you would think higher gas prices means higher transportation costs, and that would push up the cost of food. And Megan Schweitzer says, yes.
Energy prices are an input into the food production process, but it's one of many components that feeds into food prices. Food processing and packaging and wholesaling and retailing. And so you have all of these factors feeding into food prices.
But they didn't feed in enough to raise retail prices during March. In fact, she says that last month, of the 15 major food categories that she tracks, prices went up for 9 of them, down for 6.
For the most part, we saw prices increase for categories across the meats, poultry, and fish categories. Prices declined for dairy products, for fats and oils, sugar and sweets, cereals and bakery products, and for fresh fruits and fresh vegetables.
Leading overall grocery store food prices up from this time a year ago by only 1.2%. Oh, and Schweitzer says some foods are selling for less than a year ago, namely eggs, dairy products, and fish and seafood. On the other side of the scale, beef prices are rising rapidly. Last month, prices averaged about 7.5% higher than March of 1 year ago. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Thanks, Gary. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Only 3 companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Just like you, Cenex Premium Diesel is no stranger to the field. In fact, Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster comes with a more complete additive package for a more complete burn. In simpler terms, you get restored power by up to 4.5% and restored fuel economy by up to 5%. Of course, there's always typical number 2 diesel, if you're not into the whole added power thing. Cenex Premium Diesel. Diesel that doesn't mess around.
Your Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster distributor is Elsevia Co-op. Beneficial rains fell over the last 36 hours in our ag weather forecast. Now, looks like we're going to see more rain today, and gusty winds will persist through the end of the week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of showers and storms. Highs 54 to 59, relative humidities at 63 to 68%. Southeast winds at 12 to 17, gusting to the west at 19 to 24 and gusting to 35. We'll see anywhere from 2/10 to 3/10 of an inch of precipitation. Tonight, partly cloudy, a slight chance of a rain shower. Lows 38 to 43, relative humidities at 89 to 94%. West winds at 13 to 18, gusting to 30. For Thursday, partly sunny, another chance of rain, 50% chance. Highs 53 to 58, relative humidities at 41 to 46%. West winds at 12 to 17. Friday, becoming partly sunny, a slight chance of rain, highs 45 to 50. Saturday, partly sunny, highs 45 to 50. Sunday, sunshine, highs 55 to 60. Monday, mostly cloudy, another chance of rain, highs 55 to 60.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
For the month of April, O'Galley Cheese will be doing $1 off per pound of their own cheddar cheeses, onion and garlic and fine herbs, rosemary, sun-dried tomato and basil, herbs de Provence, peppercorn, and medium white cheddar will all be a part of the deal. Make sure to stock up. Good in-store and online. O'Galley Cheese, open 7 days a week, located north of Durand on Highway 25.
If you don't stock your pond with fish on a regular basis, hopefully they'll reproduce on their own. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Make it easier by providing a good spawning habitat as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Icy brush piles and Christmas trees sitting on ice-covered ponds in the winter. When the ice thaws, it all falls in and creates habitat for fish. Adding structure to water is important to maintain the balance of large and small fishes. They're not too picky. Piles of concrete blocks, bundles of brush, just about anything will do for a nesting area. A lot of pond owners raise catfish, which like to hide and lay eggs in hollow logs on the bottom. Neil Vanderbosch with the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources says another priority for a good spawning habitat is water clarity.
Watch your runoff that's going into the pond. Where's your water source? Would be important. I've heard of people when they get too much algae, they want to treat that algae with chemicals and things like that, and you got to watch out. You can have an oxygen drop if you're using herbicides or algicides in there and things like that. Your runoff from your property into the pond gets sediment and nutrients coming in there. So you want to kind of protect your water quality.
The soil under the pond is something else to consider. The pond may be sitting on clay, which creates a mucky bottom. Bass, bluegill, and other panfish like to lay eggs in sandy, gravelly areas.
They're able to work their way down through quite a bit of soft sediment, but you know, if there's nothing down there below, and it's hard to create that sandy area in a man-made pond. Usually bluegills and sunfish will find a way to spawn, but that's the main criteria for panfish spawning.
A good spawning habitat also includes the right balance of vegetation. It provides a home for insects and other creatures in the panfish food chain and creates cover for the young fry. However, you don't want too much vegetation or anglers will find it difficult to fish in the pond. Learn more about creating a spawning habitat at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country. Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She thought she was ready, now she's not so sure. She thought she'd done some living, now she's just wondering what she's living for. Now she's feeling that there's something more.